Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
If you've been following the show for some time now, you'd be well aware that there's been a moment where we've spoken about the rally in the gold price quite substantially. And that's largely based on geopolitical climates, the sentiment on the markets, and most importantly, how this has also influenced the view of gold as a safe haven asset. But we've got some good news now, as we do understand that a new mining house and company has been established. First new underground gold mine in 15 years, showing itself in South Africa, and of course being a solid level of support in terms of investment. For that, we joined on the show by Rudy Dazel. He's the CEO of Qala Shallows. Such a pleasure to have you with us, Rudy. Welcome to the show.
Opportunity.
Thank you so much. Rudy, I guess first things first, it's been a long while since we heard about the opening of a gold mine in South Africa. Help us understand what's happening at Qala Shallows.
Yeah, look, we worked actually on this project since 2016. And, you know, going through all the permitting and the whole process of funding, as well as COVID, we are actually now at this point, and you know, that point happens to be when the gold price is actually running quite well. So you know, in the end, the timing was excellent, and yeah, it's a great day that we had today, our official opening, although we actually pulled out our first ore in last week of October.
Rudy, you're no stranger to mining, and I think for anyone who's listening tonight, we do need to add some perspective to the journey that you've undertaken. Qala Shallows isn't necessarily a new gold mining project, but it is a new aspect to what has been existing mining engagements and opportunities that have been sought in West Wits Mining Limited. But give us some perspective about what makes this one different, especially given the deep mining or underground mining activity you're participating in.
Yeah, look, this whole area has got a very rich historic, history. I mean, they were mining gold in this area over 100 years. Now, they thought that, we always thought that gold is actually being depleted in this area. And we were always working on this specific area where we actually have a virgin block of ground from surface going down deep, and we were able to actually start up this project, we intend to mine almost from surface only to 850 meters, and then we also have the aspiration to increase our capacity and even go deeper and bigger.
Tell us how far deep you're going, the context of the ore bodies, because for a long while we actually thought that we just didn't have a significant amount of gold in our ore bodies anymore. But how far underground, you know, what's the quality of the ore bodies looking like, and what does this mean for the opportunity that you look to extract?
Yeah, so look, you know, in earlier years, the guys really focused on high-grade ore in the main reefs. And what we are targeting is what they call the Kimberley Reef, which is actually not that high-grade. But, you know, today, at the gold prices that we get, the new technology that we have, suddenly this makes absolutely economic sense to actually mine it. And, you know, this project itself, it was almost like a little jewel that nobody actually looked at. And, you know, if you look at our project itself, we've got a NPV of $500 million US dollars, and we've got a internal rate of return of 81%, which is really, and this is only at a gold price estimate of $2,850. So we didn't even look at the high prices of today. So this means this project is brilliant. And, you know, that's why we are so positive about this. We can't wait to expand in our project, in the Bolters Run Basin project.
You've got a beautiful balance of creating jobs, well over 1,000, but also using hydro technology and other forms to actually leverage mechanization on your mines. Help us understand how your operations will run and how you strike a balance between a skilled workforce but leveraging technology.
Yeah, so we follow what we call a hybrid system. We actually mine. So you've got your development of your tunnels, which will be mechanized. But we also utilize conventional stoping, and that's where you actually take out your clean ore. But what we decided was that we won't go the old-fashioned conventional way. We will go with hydropower, which also are much safer. It's cleaner. It helps with your whole carbon footprint. And that's how we designed the mine. And up to now, we've worked only with this. And, you know, it's great. It's also helping our all-in sustaining costs to keep it low. So, and for that reason, we could actually hit that balance between technology, but still have a strong workforce and create a lot of jobs in this area.
For many South Africans who haven't had the opportunity to visit a mine, they probably won't have to go very far to see your operations. And I, if I'm not mistaken, this is not far from Soweto, but also on your way to like Randfontein, the outskirts of the southwestern townships, essentially. And this is also an area where we know has been plagued by illegal mining and zamazamas.
Yes.
How are you looking to curb that challenge?
Yeah, look, there's a lot of work that already went into this. So, you know, and we decided to rather do the whole approach and have discussions. And this happened about 3 years ago. To be quite honest, illegal mining in this specific area don't exist. And what helped quite a lot is all the housing and development that's actually happened in this area. We're right next to Soweto. It's in between Soweto and Zodapurt in that clear of Florida area. You know, and it was on the old land leases area. And if you look at how much development actually happened today, you could see that the whole area is being cleaned up and rejuvenated, which actually the illegal miners don't really like. And we work quite closely with all our partners in the area. So it's a very positive story, and it's actually a great story of how this area is improving.
Well, we hope so. We certainly wish you all the best, and I look forward to getting further updates from you, Rudy. All the best going forward.
Absolutely, no problem. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, sir. Rudy Diesel, CEO of Qala Shallows, essentially one of the first new underground gold mines that we've seen being launched in South Africa. And for context, this has essentially been a long time in the making. It's not as though Rudy and his team woke up today and decided, hey, let's open up a gold mine. If you know anything about mining rights, it takes a while to get the exploration activities done. Beyond that, to actually procure and secure the mining right. Of course, go through all the environmental feasibility studies. And it's capital intensive. So for context, this does come on the back of a transformational step for what was then referred to as the West Wits Mine. And because there's a particular section of the mine that hasn't necessarily been fully utilized, and there's still a significant amount of gold within the rocks and the ore bodies, that's what we refer to. This is the opportunity that Rudy and his team, as well as investors, have identified, now referring to it as Qala Shallows. Just in case you wanted to open up a mine, it takes a while. It's not that easy. But share your thoughts. We always want to hear from you. 063-688-0959. No, we're not going to songs. We're going to an ad break right now, just to catch a quick breather.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.